The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, in 2018 and in 2019, it was quite a thing to see on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., 645,000 poppies displayed to honor those that have served and sacrificed since World War I. Joining us now to tell us more about the Poppy Wall, which, by the way, has gone virtual, and we'll discuss that, the Senior Vice President at USAA, U.S. Navy Vice Admiral, retired John Byrd. Admiral, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. This was something that, as we said, started back in 2018, right?
That's correct, Paul. It actually started internal to USAA. We were founded by the military for the military, so every year we have both a memorial and a Veterans Day. And one Memorial Day, we built this poppy wall that you just described. And in 2018, we took it to the National Mall, right next to the reflection pond, and brought it back because it was so popular in 19. And then, as you mentioned, because of the pandemic, unfortunately, it's been virtual for last year and now this year.
Yeah, unfortunate, and yet makes it a little more accessible for everybody and more participatory in some ways, too.
You know, very well said. And so going forward, although we hope to go back to the mall next year, and I think we will with the actual poppy wall, we'll continue the virtual to give everybody an opportunity because it is about raising awareness. So if you go to poppyandmemory.com, you can see the wall. You can find out about the history of Memorial Day, why the poppy, the red poppy, is the flower of remembrance, and you can dedicate one. So it's a small thing, but it's informative, and you can take action to remember the fallen.
Let's talk a little bit about the poppy and the symbolism there.
Sure. The poppy became, in 1921, the red poppy became the symbol of remembrance. And it was born out of a 1915 poem written by a military physician from Canada, Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae. He wrote a poem when he saw one of his friends being buried in Flanders Field. And he wrote about it, and it's called In Flanders Field, and he described the red poppies growing among the crosses row after row. Then in 1918, Monia Michaels, a woman professor out of Georgia, wrote, "We Shall Keep the Faith." And she took it upon herself to make the red poppy, which he talked about there in Flanders Field, the symbol. And the Brits, as well as the U.S., adopted it through the American Legion. And so on Remembrance Day in the British Commonwealth, Canada, Australia, the U.K., and the like, they will wear the red poppy. In the U.S., Memorial Day is our day of remembrance, if you will, and that's when we should wear the red poppy, and that's why we do it, because it is that symbol of remembrance.
When did we start honoring Memorial Day? When did that begin here in this country?
Yeah, it was born out of the Civil War. It became a tradition to decorate the graves of the fallen, and it spread, and then after World War I, it continued, and at that point, it was no longer called Decorations Day. They started calling it Memorial Day. And in 1971, it officially was brought into law that the fourth Monday in May would be Memorial Day. And so it's become a federal holiday, a national holiday, officially since 1971. But it was somewhere around the end of World War I and after that it became Memorial Day in terms of not being Decorations Day.
Admiral, what do you want people to know about Memorial Day? Because it has, I feel like a lot of our military holidays, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, they get kind of mixed up and confused and even lost in notion that this is the, you know, quote-unquote kickoff to summer. It's a three-day weekend. What do you want people to think about this Memorial Day?
What I want them to think about is the men and women who gave their lives in conflict and combat so that we can enjoy that three-day weekend, so that we can enjoy our freedoms. 645,000 men and women have died for our country in combat since World War I. And as I've often said, you can never thank them enough for that incredible sacrifice. But what you should do is never forget them. And the greatest tragedy would be not remembering. So I just ask people on Memorial Day, take a few moments, share it with friends and family, go to our website, poppyandmemory.com, and think about those men and women that paid the ultimate price so that we can enjoy our freedoms. Just remember them.
Well said. Admiral, thank you so much for telling us about it. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate you having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.